Okay, I'm ready to. Mm-hmm. You think it's okay for people to just have sex and enjoy themselves without dating?
That is a very direct question.
Yes, ma'am.
How can that be the first question you ask?
I mean, I want to know your thoughts.
Rephrase and say things. Not rephrase, I just wanted to repeat what you just said.
Now, when you say I should repeat it, that makes it very serious. But do you think, like, people would should have sex and enjoy themselves without dating?
Well, you have to define what exactly you guys want first.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know that I think sex is everywhere.
Is it?
It is. It is.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody has that, those tendencies now, so you need the will of God to refrain you from. But to be honest, we are human beings, so. So you guys need to define what it is you want. If that's what you want, you explicitly say, okay, this is just purely transactional, because that's transactional.
Mm-hmm.
Not one that you come back and say, well, I'm in love with you, blah, 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 and you should start the relationship. You're just conflicting every day.
Mm.
So, in a way, it might not be right to some people, but that does not rule out the fact that it happens.
Okay. It doesn't rule out.
For me, if you were to ask me.
I'm asking you.
No, like, you said, is it right for
Kelvin? Okay.
Is it right for Kelvin? No, it's not right. Not right, because.
But Leo.
This is high grade stuff. You need to. Exclusivity, please.
I never imagined I would start an episode with that type of conversation. When I say that type of conversation, I now look at it and I ask myself, am I segregating the conversation? All right. The person you just heard speak right now. It's Kelvin, and this episode tells you what he is and how he is and his ideas and a little bit about him. Kelvin, the finesse guy, Kelvin SCN, the finesse guy, is really, really the finesse guy. If I would build my circle carefully, I would include Lanre. Oh, yes. We spoke about that also. He exudes excellence with the way he speaks and even communicates. I would describe him as a top-notch guy that gives you an experience every time you meet him. He sells inspiration. I mean, he doesn't sell it, but that's the word I want to use, with the slickest move. I mean, the finesse move. Welcome to Describe and meet Kelvin Essien. I feel like Kelvin just introduced himself. First of all, hi guys. I am Chinasa. And this is Describe, and I am with Kelvin. I like to call him Larry. How many people call you Larry?
Oh my goodness, oh my guys.
All your baller guys. All his guys, is that true?
Yeah, all my guys are ballers.
Guys of Kelvin. People call him Larry. I don't want to believe that, sha. Do people really like, do other guys like your friends call you Larry? Don't lie to me.
I'm looking you straight in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you that yes, people do actually call me Larry.
Your siblings, they call you Larry?
No.
What do they call you?
They call me Kelvin because.
They call you Bobo.
God forbid, we don't do that. We don't do that here.
Bobo is fine.
No, Bobo is not fine. Any
guy?
No, not any guy. Any
pet name?
No, we don't do that at all. No pet names. Your name is beautiful. That's why I always
say. The.
No. Let me just finish. All that Bobo, Mama, Nah.
If my parents called me baby when I was a baby, mm-hmm. I don't mind everybody calling me baby right now. Cause I mean I want to be babied, but you people cannot relate because you don't want to be a Bobo. So it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Right. Kelvin has said publicly that he does not want to be a Bobo. He's rejecting the idea of being a Bobo. So don't ever call him Bobo.
I'm an FYN, Fresh Omega.
Okay. So I am with Kelvin. Sorry, Larry. Both. When I say Larry and Kelvin, you should know that I mean the same person. And on social media, he goes by Who is Kuzi. Did I pronounce it well?
No.
Who is Kuzi? What's Kuzi about?
So it's a funny story.
Tell me.
So I think when I just got into secondary school, there was this particular guy that he was related to the family. And so we went to the same school. I was in, just one was in SS3, my guy. And then, you know how bullying gets now. You're a young boy just coming and everybody wants to pick on you. So I actually report these niggas to my guy, Kuzi. Yeah, because he's Kuzi the first. One, Kuzi the first, but like, he was Kuzi the first.
Mm-hmm.
And then he graduated and all that. And just picked up the name and everybody ran with it till date. So that's been, I think it's 10 years now. September 20... should make it 10 years.
I like Kelvin right now because he can remember dates. I pride myself in remembering events of the past. So I can tell you when, sorry guys, I know this seems like a red flag, but I can tell you when somebody broke my heart. I can tell you the exact date. I can tell you everything that happened, like, and everything. I don't mean the experience, I mean the date. I am very, very, I don't know how it happens. I don't know how it happens, but it's me. So I am somewhat proud of him that he has that in him. I mean, not everybody knows dates. Do you even know the date you were born? Excuse you. But kids do not know. I'm sorry. I know you're not a kid. Okay. Do you not forget what I asked you about? So did I ask you how the name came about?
Yeah, how the name came about.
I think it's an interesting story. So, sub story. I know Kelvin and I know his brother. And when he was talking, the first thing that came to my head was Kelvin and his brother, they always have stories. I obviously I knew that there would have been a scenario with the name, but I did not imagine it to be like a serious story. But he sold me a story. He did not sell me a story. He told me like what it was. So I think it's a family thing. Your sisters, do you have the storytelling gifts in them? You don't know.
I don't know.
It's not something you take note of. No, I think you do. You guys have it in your genes. So I'm going to do a lot of applauding and applausing in this episode. I don't know if applausing is a word, is it?
Applauding is the word.
Applaudisse.
Applauding, bro.
Yes, but applausing is not a word.
I don't think I've heard.
If you should help me check. I don't think it's a word, but it sounded sweet. Applauding and applausing. Okay. Kelvin is a soft guy. I'll try to define what he's wearing. I cannot define it, but I'll just give you guys a mental picture. I don't know if I should do this now or before. Okay, I'll do it now and I'll do it before also. Oh my gosh. Now and I'll do it afterwards. So Kelvin is this guy that you want around you. I know I said that about Felix the last time, but I think when I was writing the script for this episode, I think when I was done, I don't know if I wrote it, but I said Kelvin is the person that if I would want to pick people around my circle, I would pick Kelvin. Why? I feel like he, not why, no, I don't feel, at least that's what he projects to me. I like to use the word project because people try to show you what they want you to see. And for Kelvin, he does it at his best. Trust me. This boy, this guy, I don't know. I like calling men boys. It's sweet now. You were once boys. You okay?
No. I'm a big man.
This big man. He is a big man. Because right now, I look like a baby. And he looks like the big man. Okay, no, I'm just joking. But he's very tall again. But Kelvin is the particular guy. Particular in everything, his looks, his dressing, the way he speaks, the way he talks to you. You guys, if you are trying to have a conversation with this boy on WhatsApp, he says, "How are you doing?" I imagine that that's how his voice is. He says, "How are you doing? I'm fine, and you?" Like, he uses all this formal English. And I'm asking you now, Kelvin, do you have a RAS side?
No.
Yeah, like, you're not RAS.
I don't have a RAS bone in my body.
Do you think I'm RAS?
What's RAS?
Raz, like Raz is Raz. I don't want to define it.
I don't know.
I am Raz, sorry, it's fine.
You're Raz.
Yeah, I'm Raz sometimes. Why most times. Raz? Because, I mean, life is okay. You can be Raz sometimes, you can be serious sometimes. But I don't mean Kelvin is not relaxed. I just mean that he is like both. No, he's not Raz, Sha. So moving on, I want to ask you. So let's do this. What is the picture you are selling?
What's the picture I'm selling?
Yes, tell me. Because it's something. You're not putting up a front. This is like what you have adapted. Now, what is the thing? Your style? Because you guys, Kelvin inspires me. He inspires me to take my life out of the trenches.
What?
I don't know, but like, you know how someone puts effort into whatever they are doing? So Kelvin is the guy. If you're looking for the guy that puts effort and attention, if you're looking for somebody on your team that will bring finesse, look for Kelvin, because he's the finesse guy. I think that should be what I would call this episode. Kelvin is the finesse guy. So like, what's the whole finesse thing about? What are you trying to project? This thing you've adopted, I know you have adopted it. You might say that you've not adopted it, but I believe you've adopted it. So, what is it? What are you trying to put out there? Tell me. I'm interested. I want to know. That's why I told you that I want to have an episode. It's like I'm coming to have an inside gist about your life. So better tell me. I'll tell my people, especially your fans. Because I hope you know you have fans.
Who are my fans? My fans have not reached out to me. They should reach out to me so I can say
they are not loyal. They don't know. They don't know that they have to start associating right now. But however, yeah. What's the picture you're selling?
I don't think there's any picture I'm selling. Like, I'm just living my life every day.
Okay.
Yeah, it's basically.
More English. Sorry. It's fine. It's
basically
fine.
All I've known. I don't think there's any need to put up in front or anything. None of that.
Like, so you're not selling anything. It's just part of you.
Yeah.
So explain it to me. Explain you to me. Your type of, with what I've said, your style, your particular, I don't know if that's a word, particularity, I don't know if it's a word,
So,
explain it to me, I would want to know.
Maybe it's for the style. I grew up watching my parents, my dad, go to work every morning looking his best.
I've seen his dad, pictures and in real life. The man looks clean. Yeah.
So, let's just say that's where it began.
Okay.
And then the schools I also went to, I attended Top Fit International Secondary School, Dorigo's Private Academy, and the last one I went to was what's it called? St. Xavier's International. So I knew, okay, every morning, every school I went to, you needed to have a tie. If your shirt tucked, your clothes ironed. Your clothes are not ironed, you'd be made fun of. I remember there was a time where my dad didn't let us have slim down clothes at a particular time. I think that was SS1, yeah. Because he felt like, okay, if you're spending this much buying these clothes, why should we just go out and disfigure it and all that? So every time before I went to school, he would starch these clothes and then iron the life out of it. Like, the gaiters are standing straight, sharp,
okay.
And like four clothes. So you have that resumption week, you're looking like a carton box, heavily starched and all that. And then that's just been it. We knew that, okay, even if it's to like impress the girls, you cannot be a dead guy now. You need to iron your clothes, you need to take care of yourself, all that. So that's basically where it stems from.
Okay, I think that's very important. I went to a boarding school. I don't know if I would say they emphasized on all those things, but I mean, they wanted you to look clean and neat and all of all those things. Except if you are like me, that would look clean and neat, but would not care about ironing her clothes. I iron my clothes on some days. I do not iron my clothes today, but I can tell you that Kelvin ironed everything he's wearing, including, what's this thing called? What's this thing called? But like, it's a beautiful thing. What's this thing called in your pocket? What do we call it?
Pocket square.
Your pocket what?
Square.
Okay, including that pocket square. I'm so sure he ironed everything. So I feel like it's nice to know that you got this thing like from the beginning, like when you started. But one thing I want to know is, I don't talk about is, you know the fact that you went to school with a bunch of other boys. Are these other boys like you?
All of them.
All of them.
Everyone I know.
Everyone, they express finesse.
Every single person I know, every single one person that...
Can I be in your gang? You guys. Every single person you know expresses finesse.
Every single person.
I don't believe that.
You have to believe it because it's true. We've been inculcated with this, and then growing up, you can't deviate from what you've always known.
That's true.
So, you know, you can't come out with your clothes not looking like it. You just have to look good because that's what we really know. We grew up watching our seniors, okay? Maybe the seniors come in, ironed, bro, the perfume is on a 1,000. You know your parents do this at home. You've seen it in school. So, you learn this stuff. 9, 10, 11.
Okay. So that means association like matters a whole lot.
Association really matters.
Yeah, I know someone that has plans or is already pushing her kids to like the right circle. I mean, she cannot determine the circle because the child will pick his friends and her friends. They'll pick their friends, but at the same time, it's like, I know you pick your friends, but let me place you in a place where you see like she is saying, okay, that's really interesting. So it's like this thing is a part of you. You're not selling any picture, but that's just you. Finesse is you. You are finesse. Okay, so I believe that like people have said, I like this guy, and they've said it to your face, like with the whole style thing. What do people say? What do people tell you? Tell me, what do they say? And what's your reaction? Do you like, are you like surprised when people say and stuff? Because I'm not the only one wondering.
I don't know who else is wondering.
I mean, because nobody has said, oh guy, I like your style. Oh guy, I like what you're doing. Oh guy, I like the way. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yes. Is it possible?
People have said it, but like...
Nobody's paying attention. You aren't paying attention.
No, like you're saying because, let's say, we have a relationship now.
No. Okay, I mean...
I've had people come up to talk to me just to say things like that, and from there that's how we started talking and all that. So yeah, I'll say, but I'm always like, wow, like thank you.
Is it interesting for you?
It's interesting because some people really come like, there was this girl that I was coming out from, I was attending class one day, I was coming out, and then I was going home, I was tired. She stopped me on the road to say, she introduced herself, told me I really like you. Like, I'm like, ah.
Yes, you see how he's smiling?
My God, are you? Thank you very much.
Bust my brain.
No, like I did not expect it because she stalked me. Like I was walking. She told me stand. Like, excuse me, wait.
Tell you something.
I
think that's pretty nice. Sometimes you're doing something well. Your style is speaking for you. Okay. What's your razzest? I've already asked you whether you're razz, but I want to ask you again. What's your razzest lifestyle? What's the thing that is out of hook for you? Because everything seems ironed. What is not ironed?
What is not ironed?
There's something out. Is that your hair? Your shoes? Maybe your shoes are not polished. Oh my God, his shoes look really pretty.
Our shoes are polished. I don't know what I'm meant to answer to that because can you clarify again?
Okay, I know. I feel like, let me tell you what I wrote. I wrote, what's your brother's lifestyle by instinct? Then I put bread. This boy likes you in your bread.
I like every bread.
No, he likes you in your, he leaves his house to buy you in your bread. So is that like the thing that is like, okay, you know how someone says, I don't use the word guilty pleasure, but I have this thing, like me now, I wear Crocs anywhere. I can even wear Crocs to meet the president. I'm sorry, Kelvin. Like, I can if I want to. I think so, you guys. I'm not sure. So, like, well, what do you think, there's anything for you that stands out? Or you've never really thought about it?
I don't think I can go to any place with rumpled clothes. I hate it in my life.
Okay, so that's the Raz thing. More in the opposite. It's not Raz. It's not Raz. It's just the slightest thing you can never catch Kelvin do.
Yeah, I really detest it.
So when you see people like me, it's rumpled clothes. What
don't
you
say people like you.
When people like me
there's
now.
There's people like you. Bro.
Okay, when you see other human beings like me. Move around the streets without
ironing clothes. Okay, let's say we have to go to school now. It's a Monday morning. And then you're even you're exempted from that because you guys have your uniform as a law student. You know you need to be at your best every day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different for the rest who are not obliged to appear as you guys appear, and I don't think people give it a lot of thought, just come out, show up. And I feel it's wrong, like, it's just wrong. I don't like seeing it, it really annoys me.
Have you ever stopped someone and said, what?
No,
that would be rude.
No, it's very rude. I respect people, I try to respect people, but that doesn't mean that, like, I don't see stuff and I'm like, ah, no, bro. But I haven't stopped anyone to say, but I just feel like. If everyone could just like try, so that
the world would be more like pleasant to your eyes.
It's not about me.
But the world that's the thing now. That I said to your eyes.
Yeah, to my eyes. Yeah, yeah.
If the world could be pleasant to your eyes, you want that.
I want the world to be pleasant to my eyes and to me.
And that can be a good element for you. Okay, tell me about high-end.
High-end is my baby.
Oh.
My child.
Yeah. How did it come about?
Okay. So there's actually another story.
We need a story.
There's a story. So this began in I think 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So it started with my father getting me a new phone.
Okay.
Got me a new phone. It was.
Your father.
It started with my dad getting me a new phone at it was an Infinix Hot 5.
Mm-hmm.
I know when my guys listen to this, they are going to laugh because everyone who knows this story has made fun of me for it. And it's crazy, but
I'm trying not to laugh. As if it's not
2019. I think it was April 4th. 2019.
I mean, the guy is good with dates, you guys. He just said April 4th. I like you again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on, let me finish.
So, this is where we are at right now. Kelvin is currently sipping tea and coffee. Sorry, cocktails and coffee. In case during the day he calls me and he says, Priscilla, what's up? I can't sleep. Oh, well, I'm like, bro, you do coffee and cocktails. It's not
me. What point is this? I need to know so that
Inspect.
I kill myself.
You won't kill yourself. It won't kill you. My cocktails cannot kill you, so. So, back to the story.
Back to the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, April 4, 2019, I was going out to get Benassi JDIs from my uncle.
What was that?
Those are Nike slides.
Okay, nice.
Those are Nike slides. He asked me to come pick it up. So, as I was on my way, I just passed my house, about to get into a wet housing.
Mm-hmm.
And then some big boys. And yeah, at the time, I was not a big man as I am now.
Kelvin is a big man.
Stop now.
I'm not even joking.
Wait, no, stop. I'm just joking. So
please don't joke.
I was accosted by three guys. So long story short, I lost that phone.
Wow.
That was April 4th, 2019.
Okay.
And yeah, I went like, it was a really tough 4 months. Or how many months was it? April to September, when my dad got me another phone. That was an Infinix S4. I was happy. It was a birthday gift. And the way he just did it, spent the whole day, gave me cash, go and celebrate your birthday with the guys, buy stuff, just mm-hmm. have a nice time. Then later at night, he just came back with a nylon. Just absent-mindedly handed it to me. Like, take. If you like, displace it again. And I misplaced it again. Yeah, I misplaced it again. So after that birthday, it was like about 4 months. I used it for like 4 months. Phone was still fresh. Phone was still new. I was still happy about my new phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was coming back from school, and then I got accosted again.
What junior?
No.
Okay.
It was not around my area, but I was on my way home. I can't blame myself because school finished by like 4, but because I used to leave it alone, I lived outside, like not on campus. So I'm like, bro, I just go back home to just stay. Yes, so sleep and let me just stay with the guys. So that day, I was going back home by 9 p.m. and it was late, so I cannot blame myself for that. And that is why I kind of shouldered the responsibility. So I told my dad, I tried to keep it from my dad, but I couldn't keep it for too long. And then he found out and he's like, this is the last one. You're not going to get this until you graduate. Blah, blah, blah. It was crazy. And then, it was crazy because that was like few days before we had the lockdown, coronavirus 2020.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I spent those 6, 7, 8 months with no form of connection whatsoever.
Wait, what did you do during the time?
No, that's why this is where the origin story of the high-end consultancy comes.
Okay.
I was sad. It was crazy. Like,
yeah.
Imagine waking up, you're doing the same thing every day. It's a repeated cycle. And it's a repeated cycle of nothingness because, I wasn't doing anything. Like, I became an avid aficionado of the radio. Like, which station do you want to tell me that?
Please, Akwa Ibom, Lagos. Oh my gosh.
I was here in Akwa Ibom. I was listening to the radio every day. The radio got so tiring. Like, I had to wake up every morning to listen to the news. Okay, what's going on? What's going on in Nigeria today? Let's hear what's going on. And those kind of things, you're meant to be bored and actually sleep off doing it. I can spend a full stretch, 4 to 5 hours, just, okay, they will play music. What's the song? Let's just vibe. Yeah, it was crazy. And then when it started getting too much, I used to go to my cousin's house, Inem, my very good friend.
Okay.
Shout out to Inem. So I used to go to Inem's house, and Inem used to give me books. This is why Inem doesn't know, but like, this is why this like formed our friendship, like that 2020, because she helped me. I was sad, bro. Like, everything that happened during lockdown, that was when that Don't Rush challenge was on.
Yeah.
Bro, I did not know what anyone was saying. What Don't Rush? What is Don't Rush? Bro, I was dying. Inem will help me, and Inem knew I always like to tweet. I'm always on Twitter. Twitter is like my favorite app.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Inem's house. She let me log into Twitter on her iPhone 7 and just tweet. I'll just have a nice time before I go back home. So that is one of the reasons why, like, she doesn't know how that helped me. Like, that small kindness that she always used to do. Every time I come, she just give me her phone. Just let it go for 1, 2, 3 hours I was there. So I really appreciate that. And she started giving me books. The first book she gave me, the first book I read, her sister's book, her senior sister's book. And I'm still with me till today, and I don't think I'm going to give you back. Don't worry, it's in safe hands. It was A Question of Integrity by Susan Howard.
That's A
Question of Integrity.
Is this the sister's book? Or just... her sister.
No. Her sister, her sister owned the book.
Okay, Question of Integrity. Okay. I'm saying it twice so that it will stick to my head, and I'm going to download it. I'll tell you guys something maybe after or before now.
A Question of Integrity by Susan Howard. Bro, that was like one of the craziest books I've ever read.
Mm-hmm.
And that just put me on. And after that, she gave me the 48 Laws of Power.
Okay, wait. I don't know if you also like listening to Kelvin, but I really do, guys.
What did you say?
I like listening to you. Tell me more.
And she gave me the 48 Laws of Power, which is one of the most incredible books I have read.
Did you finish reading it?
I finished reading.
I have tried reading that book like maybe 10 times and I never finished. That book and Pride and Prejudice. I don't know why, like, those books, I have not been able to, like, successfully finish reading the book. It might be crazy, but that's what it is. And have someone here. Hi. I'm greeting you. I'm saying hi. Good morning. What's your name? So hello, my name is Priscilla. Some people call me Chinasa. I'm recording a podcast with Kelvin.
Yeah.
I'm recording a podcast with Kelvin. Thank you. You guys, I'm going to include that. You know that you'll not take it out. Or maybe not. Okay, so back to the story.
Yeah, that was really one of the pivoting moments. And where did I stop? Where did I stop?
You were telling us about books, the question of integrity. No, 48 Laws of Power.
48 Laws of Power.
Yeah.
I read that book every day, every night, every moment. I slept with it.
So
I called it like my child. I was extremely fascinated by it.
Sorry, I wish I read that book during the lockdown then. That would have been a great time because... Okay, you guys, like, people are calling us. During the lockdown, I also, like, had that reading spree on. So during that lockdown period, I had, like, the reading thing too. I wish I read it. I read a bunch of books. Now, story that you don't want to hear. The lockdown was the worst period of my life. Worst time in my life. I mean, for the years I've lived on this earth, I hated 2020 more than ever. Nobody really knows, but I had like the worst occurrences in my life. I wasn't at home. I went through a lot of things. I hated people for a very, very long time. I had to pray my way out of hate. It's like a different story that I don't think I'll ever share. Go back to it. But I really, really enjoyed reading books because that was my solace and it made me happy. And I had a phone. So I can imagine having a phone and finding solace in books and not in human beings. Because that time people got closer, people had more friends. I wasn't talking to anybody. I was not in my house.
Mm.
I was in a lot of places. Let's continue. So you slept with it, you woke up with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was like that changed my life. That taught me different things. And then what I like most about the book is that there was a bibliography where he recommended other books to you. So that just began the cycle of business books I read.
Okay, I want to read that book.
Yeah, it began the cycle of business books I read. And from there, that's where I was able to, because for you to conceive things like this, you actually need to have a change mindset to actually accommodate all these things, because there's nothing that you cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that you cannot achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. So I started this. It was just the day the name came about. I was just coming back from the bank. I was thinking, bro, what can I name this thing? I have this idea in my head. How can I put it on paper? Like, I don't know what I'm doing, but like, I wrote it down. I wrote it down that. I asked myself, the first question I asked myself is, how can I afford 200,000 naira?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I said, because I wanted to buy myself a phone, because I realized that, okay, it's really a lot shouldering all these responsibilities. I looked at my dad, he keeps buying, we are five, my mom, everyone, he buys, make sure everyone is straight, my parents make sure everyone are straight, we don't, there's no lack, you can't say you don't have something, or you've never had something, you've never enjoyed something. So everything was there. Then I realized that, okay, you actually need to have a sense of responsibility to shoulder these things. It starts from somewhere. First, it starts from your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes to maybe your car. Mm-hmm. The next thing you know, you have a family. Next thing you know, you have a family. Next thing you know, you have a business that you need to
mm-hmm.
take care of, a conglomerate, as you may.
Mm-hmm.
So, where was I?
As far as you have a conglomerate.
Yeah, and then you have a conglomerate that you need to take care of. So that is the chain link of responsibilities. So I just set out, I wrote so many things. I said I was going to buy myself an iPhone 7 Plus. I was going to start, I was going to buy a savings box. I was going to like have money, like my own money, not asking my dad and all that. Because it's good, it's fine, but like, I wondered how long I was going to go on doing that. So I just needed to have something that's for myself, like, because I can't ask him for stuff. Let's say I want to take you out now on a date. I'm going to ask my dad to give me.
Kelvin, please take me out on a date. Kelvin, you know that me and you, we have plans that we've not brought to fruition. It's not fair, but it's fine. Let's continue.
So all those things. Mm. So I knew that I needed to start from somewhere. And this was, that's how the hiring consultancy came.
So on the road, you said, coming back from the road,
yeah. I was like, okay, what can I name this idea I have in my head to try and make a differentiated business?
Hmm.
A differentiated business, something different from what is there. Because what is the difference between you and the next person offering a particular service? What to make someone leave, let's say, I don't want to mention any names, maybe leave point A and then come to us at the hiring consultancy.
Mm.
So I tried to make it a differentiated business, and I just tried to offer certain incentives and actually treat people well, because I came to the realization that people who actually can shoulder these responsibilities, they are responsible. So I have to give them kudos for that. And that's where the book incentives came in, incentivizing where I maybe take you out to lunch or something. That one might be coming from my own money, but I'm just celebrating you as how I celebrated myself. Like, if it was me actually doing this, you have people buy, let's say you buy a 16-inch MacBook Pro 2021 M1 Pro, and that's like close to 2 million naira. You shoulder that by yourself, and you need commendation from that. That's a very huge responsibility. Forking out to,
Do you know how many times I've said
millionaire on one thing? It's commendable. And that means you put your affairs in order for you to actually have that in place. So I just try to, treat people well for what they are doing, knowing that they can actually, you can go far, just keep doing what you're doing, because consistency is what is going to birth the desired results that you want. So yeah, that's just it. Just try to make it a differentiated business with the packaging, all that. So
yeah, that one.
Yeah.
You see why I said that? If I want to handpick people in my circle, I'll handpick Kelvin. Because, I mean, don't you want him in your circle, guys? You guys, we are taking applications. You have to come through me. I opt to be secretary and to iron my clothes. Okay, I feel like that's so interesting. Kelvin, the French that is on your either Twitter or Instagram, can you speak it? Because, yes, that your bio. I just realized that it's written here, and I don't know how I did not go and look for how to pronounce it. I should, because, you know, I told you, oh my God, I did not last the French sessions. You told me. We're supposed to bet. We didn't have that thing recorded. I did not last too. Did not even stay for 1 month.
Duolingo.
Yes, so. But however, can you pronounce this?
Yes, I can.
Fiona, you have to look at it.
No, I don't need to look at it. I remember it's Tunikune Pa Kelvin. Like, you do not know Kelvin.
Mm.
Nobody knows Kelvin.
Yeah, so, you guys. I met Kelvin in 2021. I don't know how it happened. Either I stumbled on his Instagram or he stumbled on my Instagram. I did not go to go and check that. And I liked his profile. I think either one of us did. I mean, somebody did it first. Either him or me. I don't know if that English is correct. One of us did it first. Liked our pictures. And we had conversations. And I liked the fact that, like, he had a conversation with me. He did not just like come follow me, like my pictures.
It was the day before my birthday.
Yes. And there are some boys on Instagram. Stop doing that thing. You come and like all my pictures, you don't follow me. Okay. I go back and like all your pictures and I follow you. You don't follow me back. What do you want me to do? Am I supposed to realize that, oh, you like all my pictures or you might like me too, or you like my pictures? Shut the fuck up. Say something or don't say anything. Don't ask me for my number. It's not important. I don't text like that. I'm sorry, boys. Sorry, man. This is not what it means. Kelvin, I'm sorry. Your gender, you need to do better, but we're not going to do gender too. You know? Oh, I mean, he made a difference. But please don't like everybody's picture, all the person's post, and you don't ask any person message. What are you trying to say? I like you and you should text me first. Okay. So, I checked the meaning of one of your names. I don't know if it's Kelvin. Do you know the meaning of Kelvin?
Yeah, I think it's Scottish.
Yeah, I don't know which one. That's sad. But it means my wealth is the future. I'm going to confirm which of them.
My wealth?
Is the future. Yes, one of your names. Either Larry, Kelvin, or something, something. Yeah. It was interesting because I see Kelvin. I see Kelvin as a very wealthy guy right now and in the future. You don't see yourself like that. You want to say, I should stop. Make I stop now. Should I stop? I should not stop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I checked and the names like resonate to his personality. And yeah. So for me, it's interesting to know that this is it. Kelvin has his way of making you like what he does. He sells products. What do we call it? Digital products. What do you call it?
We run a consultancy firm for procurement.
See, I say he sell products. Please say it again. I don't want to make this mistake ever. I'm sure he's like, Priscilla, that's not what I do.
We run a procurement consultancy firm. Helps in we offer gadget solutions. If you need a Mac, you need an iPhone, you need a new PlayStation 5, you need a brand new iPhone 14 coming out in September, whatever it is. Oh, you like Bang & Olufsen? Yeah. We are the guys. We are not your guys. We are the guys.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I don't know if you like Kelvin, but I like Kelvin too. So, for now, I'm going to take a pause. We'll do like a backup story on ourselves. I know if we have so much more, but let me take a pause right now and I'll get back to you guys. Apparently, you know that I'm taking a pause just because I've said I'm taking a pause, but I'm taking a pause now and I'll come back very soon. And you should follow Kelvin. Kelvin, what's your Instagram handle? Follow the High End Consultancy on Instagram, right?
Yeah. At the High End Consult and maybe Kelvin as well at Who Is Cousy.
Yeah, so you should any question or you want to just talk about something briefly before we end? Anything at all you want to talk about?
I'm here to answer your question, so anything you like to talk about, I'm open to talk about anything. So what do you want to
what's your take on Nigerian youth who are lackadaisical about getting their PVCs?
I think it's the same question. I mean, it's the same answer all around. Everyone has the mentality of, even if I vote, it's not going to change anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if one person has this ideology and passes it to like the next three people, it becomes it creates that ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone thinks that they don't have a power to actually decide what goes on. And that's bad. That's bad. So everyone needs, I know it's going to be hard, but everyone needs sensitization on these things to know that you actually matter. Like, I know there's power in many.
Mm.
So, and for you to have power in many, you need to have power of one.
Yeah.
So, that's just it. You need to start from somewhere, educate someone, let them know that their votes actually count. They are like, okay, they look at it. It's 23 million votes in the country. What are the odds that my one... And it's, I think that's what everyone thinks. I think the election is going to be so closely contested that you have, let's say, 24,100,000 and then you have 24 million... At 99 or something, and
yeah.
That's crazy. And so that's why everyone is saying, will my votes count? So blah blah blah.
But you know your vote will count, right?
And my vote is going to count. My own vote is going to count.
My vote will count,
yeah.
You guys cannot. I would have said you guys can stay at home and be TQ, but please, you cannot stay at home.
Don't stay at home.
Please don't stay at home, because I promise you that if the person I do not want to win does not win this election, and let's assume Nigeria has another successive shitty government, and you come and try to have a conversation with me, and you are angry, and I ask you if you voted, or if I ask you to show me an evidence of you voting, and you cannot bring anything, I would have an argumentative conversation with you, the type that will make you angry and ask yourself, why is this girl talking like this? Because we have said it, I am saying it, and I'm going as far as using my platform to talk about this thing, because I don't have a conversation with you in the future, in 2024, about bad governance and you did not vote. Bro, shut the fuck up in advance. I don't want to hear it. But back to what we are saying. So if you want to recommend someone that wants, if you want to recommend a book for somebody that wants to follow your footsteps, what books will you start with?
I advise everyone to start with The Question of Integrity first, because it's nothing better than a good name. You need to have a good name.
I like your friend. I give you that book already.
No, she's not my friend, she's my cousin. She's also my friend.
I like her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, A Question of Integrity. A good name is better than most of the things. So Because people need to have that trustworthiness in you. Are you trustworthy? Can people trust you?
Mm-hmm.
And when you say can people trust you, it borders a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take it like the presidency now. Can people trust you with their lives? Mm-hmm. Can people trust you with their futures?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can people trust you with their money? Can people trust you with their secrets?
Mm-hmm.
That is integrity.
Yeah.
So, integrity is one thing.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'll advise everyone begins with A Question of Integrity by Susan Howard.
Okay.
If you can.
Okay, so describe yourself. We are going to end now. Describe yourself, I will end.
Kelvin Essien. There's no better description than that.
60, and this is Describe. I am doing a series called Tell Your Story with Chi, and officially Kelvin is my first guest and the first person on this series, and thank you so much. And follow Describe, follow the High End Consult firm. And we recorded this podcast at the co-working station
Travel
Lab Agency at Ibom Hall. Sorry, not Ibom Hall, Tropicana Mall. And it is at Udo Loma in Akwa Ibom State, Uyo. Kelvin is from Akwa Ibom State. I have him on the previous episode where I already got his takes on the food and stuff. So if you really, really want to know Kelvin and the very relaxed side of him, you should go and listen to Valentine Gift and the Rush. And also, should expect Kelvin, because I like him. So it's good to be on my podcast, like, frequently and stuff. So this has been beautiful, Kelvin. Thank you very much. I hope to... We are going to reschedule another one, because, I mean, it's me now. We like to talk, so, yeah. Bye.
Bye.